They disturb a falcon, which in turn disturbs the ravens. Apparently, Siberia's 13 million square kilometers still isn't enough space. Howling, the wolf call to arms, gathers the pack and warns other wolves to back off. The chorus can carry for 10 kilometers. A strong sense of smell helps locate carrion or live prey. Each animal could eat up to 9 kilos of meat and travel up to 200 kilometers a day. With the lake frozen solid, they eat the ice to quench their thirst. In the north of Siberia lies Yakutia, idyllic and picturesque. And also the coldest spot in the northern hemisphere. Temperatures here can plunge to minus 70 degrees Celsius. Yakut horses face it head on. To help survive the harshest of winters, they keep movement to a minimum. Heavy hooves scratch away deep snow to uncover frozen grass. And now, in March, many are eating for two, preparing to foal in May or June when the weather finally breaks. One dominant male mates with several females. Over the millennia, they've developed thick skin and dense fur to shield them from the cold.